Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Medicine Show. A variety show broadcasting healing energy with live music, laughter, and hopefully some insights. How about a little bit of music? Our guests include singer-songwriter Tommy Vixen and talk show host and poet Neil Ryan on CITR.ca, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. From Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through treaty, war, or surrender. We would like to give thanks to the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Thank you humbly. Tonight's prescription is articulate your thoughts in writing, then dare to share. We're listening to Desert Dwellers, Monsoon Dub, which I heard on No Man's Land with DJ Medicine Man, which is Thursdays 6 to 8 p.m. on CIUT 89.5 FM from the University of Toronto. You can check him out at djmedicineman.com. So a shout out to fellow medicine music advocate, DJ Medicine Man. We'll be right back with Tommy Vixen and Neil Ryan. So enjoy some Desert Dwellers with Monsoon Dub. All right. Welcome back to the Medicine Show. That was Desert Dwellers with Monsoon Dub. And so tonight in the studio, we have Tommy Vixen, who is from Ontario, Canada. He moved across Canada back again after he fell in love with BC for the mountains and mountain lifestyle. He picked up the guitar at 23 and studied part-time until he hit some roadblocks and got some lessons from many different teachers. He's a singer-songwriter and multi-instrumentalist. He's written, recorded an album this year and has been slowly releasing his songs, which are for sale on Reverb Nation, CD Baby, Bandcamp, and can be viewed on Facebook. He can be viewed on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram as Tommy Vixen. He will be releasing his album Fox and Flowers within the next couple of months here, right? And you're going to be he does artwork for t-shirts, guitars, photos, develops music videos on his own, and his band is called Sound Reinforcement, which will be playing tons of shows in the new year. And so, welcome to the show, Tommy Vixen. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm doing again. I think we didn't catch your hellos.
Oh, well, hello. How are you doing? How's it going?
I'm doing great. Good to see you after a couple months.
Yeah, no, it's the same here. I was really excited to see you again, and I'm pretty excited to be on the show again. And my microphone is very wobbly.
Okay, just let it fall and then turn it. There we go.
Ah, there we go.
Ah. You know, the angry microphone, it wants its revenge, its justice.
It's got a mind of its own today.
Yeah, it's like there's a ghost in the machine. So let's start off right away with a song, and then we'll talk more about what's going on with you. How does that sound?
Oh, yeah, sounds cool.
Beautiful. What is the song you want to start with?
I was thinking upbeat, but I'm just trying to feel out the vibe here, and I'm thinking maybe something a little slower.
Okay. You know? What's the name of the song you're going to do?
It's called A Soft Place to Fall.
I'll let the song speak for itself then, I guess. All right.
Thank you.
old and I won't be angry at all, no. And when you fall down, I won't make you the bear. And when you fall down, I won't give up, just like that. And I'm your soul, pillow to fall on, all along, yeah. And you're the dragon, that's my fire, it's all on, yeah. And you're the vapors reaching out to me from sea. Happening the way it's supposed to be. Oh, yeah. 'Cause I want you wild and free. Oh, yeah, yeah. And I want this part of me to be yours.
Right on, Tommy Vixen.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me again. Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much for having me. Did you guys hear? Did you guys hear that? Okay.
Yes, and you know, we'll make sure you get some of these next time on the next song.
Okay. Cool.
All right. All right. So, tell us about the process of making this album, this new album that you're doing.
Well. I'm sorry, I kind of had a little bit of a brain stumble there.
That's okay.
You know, it's the first album that I wrote was, it just flowed. Everything just fell into place, you know. I had to ask a drummer to work with me and practice with me for the first four songs.
Yes.
And then everything just came together after that. And then I hired another drummer to do some other songs, and then after that I just pieced it all together bit by bit, day by day, and you know, month after month, exactly. But eventually it all came together, and it was a ton of work, but it was a ton of fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. But one thing I just really would like to focus on is that, you know, a lot of musicians want their music to be a certain way. They want it to be exactly the way they envision it, right? Uh-huh. But the way I feel is that music should flow.
It should all sound like Stevie Wonder, man.
It should flow, and it should. And you know what? I find perfection in imperfection.
Yes, and so like when you listen to a track that someone stumbles, and it makes it even better.
Well, it depends if it's in time, though.
Yes.
If it's a mistake, I like mistakes. Mistakes are, to me, are creativity. And the thing is that if more musicians would find, perfection in imperfection, you'd find they'd have a lot more fun making their music, and everybody else would enjoy the music more. If they didn't make it so perfect.
I tell you, the people who are standing around in the studio while someone does the 700th take. You know how boring that is?
Yeah,
so it would be easier on everybody if you just accept, you know, somewhere along the line.
Exactly, yeah. Just accept.
Accept the beauty of imperfection.
Exactly.
You know, someone once told me, you're perfect in your imperfection. And I'm like, and now that's become a saying. And so here we are.
Yeah. Right? Well, there you go.
We'll be right back on The Medicine Show with more Tommy Vixen, and we'll be listening to some poetry from Neil Ryan. We'll be right back, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter on The Medicine Show.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit CITR.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
Are You Aware Radio, alternate Thursday 6 to 7 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM. Profiling music and musicians take the route of positive action over apathy.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Welcome back to The Medicine Show. Poetry is everywhere. It's in the air. What color is the wind? It must be blue, because it blew this way. Neil Ryan writes poems, short stories, and thoughts about life. In his new book, From the Other Side, due to be released this coming January, in it, Neil will share his observation that it is within the field of our emotions that meaningful happiness lives. He read last fall at the Poetry in the Park in New Westminster. You can hear Neil share some of his poetry as the frequent co-host of the World Poetry Cafe Thursdays at 1 p.m. on Vancouver's Cooperative Radio CFRO 100.5 FM, or he's on the web at FromTheOtherSide.ca. Please welcome Neil Ryan. How you doing, Neil?
Hey, happy to be here. Appreciate the opportunity to share my voice, which is what the joy is in my life, is sharing my experience, strength, and hope, as they say in a 12-step. Love going into the experience of saying, you know, it's in our humanity that we experience happiness. It's not in the things, you know, the things that what's the saying is he who dies with the most toys wins. Yeah. Well, the alternative to that is that he who dies with the most toys gets to come back and try it all over again to become a human being. So that's my basic philosophy. But in honor of our picker here tonight, I'd really like to share a poem that's called "It's All Music." Quantum physics tells. I'm sorry.
You caught me off guard. I was taking your picture. I'm sorry. Go ahead with the poem.
It's all music. Okay. Quantum physics tells us that everything in the universe is of vibrating atoms. To be in vibration means having a frequency, and a frequency is a tone, the basis of music. Everything is a vibrating tone in the grand composition that is the music of the universe. That music plays out as vibrations that we translate into physical experience, but it's all music. Music is not just the perfection of Bach, Beethoven, and Brahms, nor is it the discordant sounds of Shostakovich or Ornette Coleman. Music is more than the sweet sounds of a Heifetz violin or Stan Getz's silky smooth samba. Everything is music in the perfection of the vibrations sung to us by the universe. It's all music. Senses translate the vibration of sight, sound, taste, and touch as material things, but each begins as a tone. The music that is food appears in our mouth as taste, salty, sweet, bitter, are all different songs. The music that is sight on its journey to our eyes is a vibrating range of colors that we select from. Everything we experience begins its journey to us as music. It's all music. The stars offer celestial music as a chorus of the inconceivable vastness of this universe. Our sun is singing to us so intently it's a fire in its passion. The music of the moon croons an ancient lullaby we all recognize from eons past. And the music that is water is not the sound of the ripples in the stream or the crashing of its waves. Water is the music of our mother's heartbeat from the very beginning of our creation here on earth. It's all music. We hear the sound of the crow as a cawing, but it is music from the animal kingdom, those with whom we share this planet. The whale's song, the rabbit song, the crow song, all the sound of the muted swan are all saying, rejoice. Rejoice in the music that is being played by the universe just for us. It's all music.
Thank you, Neil Ryan.
Thank you.
As the music plays of Tommy Vixen. We're actually going to go on a little bit of a musical. We're going to have a musical story about the evolution of my friend Kala Sida. He's the producer of the Blessed Coast Music Festival. And we're going to start off this little bit of a story with it's just musical. So we're going to listen to something he did before and something he did more recently. We'll start off with him doing a song called Take 'Em Home. Then later we will hear an amazing new sound from him, a song called from his latest release called Nagarasta. So this is Kala Sida, Take 'Em Home. We'll be back on The Medicine Show.
Now I had no idea how spoiled I am to live in the Northwest with my blessed soul fam. Till I travel many lands and saw everywhere I go people seeking love and knowledge, but they never make it home. Cause the preachers teach hate and the seekers meet their fate. Everybody cannot wait to change the state they violate, but they don't understand that it comes from within. So they play the game of blame and they will never ever win. So I hope and I pray that all of them will find their way, that they're no longer led astray, and that they finally learn to play in the peace and the bliss of this infinite consciousness, giving thanks that the truth wasn't something that we missed. It's the way we exist where the trees grow tall, and we all live together cause we follow spirit's call. Anywhere the spirit will fall, so bring them up north, we got room for them all. We got plenty of open space, plenty of hope and faith for the whole human race, as long as they don't leave a trace. So Father, won't you lead your children home, where the mother nurtures all the seeds we sow, where we love her and we learn from what she knows, and where we all care these rivers can flow. You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home?
them home, won't you take them home? Take them home, won't you take them home? Take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home. In the great Northwest, where we stay so blessed, never stress, because we're taking deep breaths of the clean, fresh air, and we care for each other. You my sister, you my brother, she's our mother, and we love her. Learning from the first peoples, treat each other like we're equal. Look, the seven soaring eagles in the sky up above. They be spiraling overhead, they be showing us their love. So if you're looking for a place where the rivers run clean, where the roots are evergreen and unpolluted by machines, then come to BC and be free like the breeze. But bring all your respect for the ancient elder trees, cause the roots grow deep and they keep on growing. And as long as we are breathing, then these rivers keep flowing. You know these rivers keep flowing. So Father, won't you lead your children home, where the mother nurtures all the seeds we sow, where we love her and we learn from what she knows, and where we all care these rivers can flow. You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? Take them home. I won't just write rhymes to fight the pipelines. I will stand in the front lines with my worldwide tribe. That makes respect mine, because what's mine is yours. Plus this land is a sacred source that flows to all the seven shores. Plus this land is unceded, undefeated, and adored. So whether it's in the woods or it's in Supreme Court, your attempts to prostitute the North will be short. We support all the warriors on the front lines. No pipelines, no mines, no disrespect of any kind. For in this time, in this world, we all need to take the lead from the righteous ever-living indigenous creed. Cause they nurture the seed of the new humanity, and they teach us the ancient ways of living sustainably. Let's release the past and heal our ancestry, from the roots to the peaks, from the creeks to the streets. This is the place where the great spirit speaks. This is the place where the great spirit speaks. This is the place where the great spirit speaks. So Father, won't you lead your children home, where the mother nurtures all the seeds we sow, where we love her and we learn from what she knows, and where we all care that these rivers can flow. You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? You take them home, won't you take them home? Take them home, won't you take them home? Take them home.
All right, Medicine Show, Medicine Show. That was Kalasid. Take him home. And we'll be hearing more from him in a little while. We're back with Tommy Vixen, and we were just talking about all kinds of things, and of course Neil Ryan with the poetry, thank you, and we were just talking about white sugar and psoriasis. Good times. So you were just mentioning that that stress has a lot to do with personal experiences, or You seem to learn a lot about this subject through adventures of your own life.
Yeah, psoriasis is a pretty big part of my life. It's a very hard thing to manage, and you know, stress is like the number one, you know, killer. You know, it not just for psoriasis, but for just life in general. You know, I mean.
The number one killer.
Stress is the number one killer, and
along with white sugar.
And the thing is, the way we live our lives, you know, especially if you live in any city, you're under constant stress all the time. You know, you got to pay rent, got to pay your insurance, got to pay all your bills, da 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 da. Got to work every day. You're under a phenomenal amount of stress. And here in Canada, you know, it's not like we get sun all the time.
I want to try and articulate this, and I'm not sure if it's going to come out backwards, but, you know, I heard these studies done that the most, that your skin is the most susceptible thing to hypnotherapy. They found better results even than quitting smoking. So that, like, vision, using the power of your vision and your mind, they actually take it a step further clinically, and they tried out that that things like that are affected by guided vision and hypnotherapy. I hope that
really
came out ready.
Right? That's very interesting. I need to read up on that. Yeah.
And then I heard this other story of, like, a child whose parents had passed both at the same time, and the child went into psoriasis attack so badly until this child had a chance to, took a year to get over it, and then it improved drastically. But these things are showing that a lot of it does have to do with stress and mind. So
yeah, and you know, and it's your immune system too. And when you're under stress, your immune system lowers.
Right.
You know, and that's more like when you're going to get sick. And
Do you have any de-stressors yourself besides music?
Besides music,
I guess music is
it. I'd wink things, but
wink.
Oh, you know what? I'll just say it. I'm an adult here. I mean, sex.
Sex is good for.
Sex is good.
Good for all kinds of things.
We were talking about that earlier.
Absolutely, making love is very therapeutic, and they say that people who are married long time, they live healthier than when you're finding love in your life.
Yeah, and meditation and working out. It's really important to work out, man. It seriously relieves a lot of stress and controls a lot of pain. And
we were made to move.
We're made to move. Yeah, you got to keep moving, man. Or you're gonna die.
Yeah,
yeah. Do you have any de-stressors besides poetry? Neil Ryan?
I do meditation.
Sex.
I do meditation.
We're going back to the S word.
My lady's probably listening to this, so I'm not going to talk about anything about sex.
Oh,
so
right. I understand.
We're good and clean and innocent. Of course we are.
Well, I said making love. Maybe that sounds better.
Yeah, that sounds better, yeah.
Well, from my perspective,
I could have gone further. But
the word dis-ease explains it all. It means that when something is wrong in the body, the body's telling you something is wrong, it is because it is not at ease. And so what needs to be done is you need to change whatever is going on that's causing the dis-ease, and then the body knows how to heal itself. And I don't care if it's all the way from a cold to cancer. The body knows how to heal itself, and I've been working on that for 10 years on how the mind affects the body and the way the body portrays itself, the way the body manifests itself. But I don't need to get in a soapbox about that. There's lots of information out there that our standard medical model totally ignores. But that's the way the standard medical model works. I have a poem about that.
Pills don't cure everything. Actually, they don't cure anything.
Well, I mean, I don't mean to be like as
we could go deep, but
as our friend from last week was saying, preaching to the choir, telling people everybody knows stress is bad and these types of things. But I do believe that we have to keep the discussion going so we can evolve on better ways to deal with these stressors. Because I've always said to myself, the one thing that I've always used is life is just going to get harder. It's me that has to change.
Yeah,
you know, my perspective of it. So
all that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world.
Absolutely.
I'm quoting somebody that's far more
superior.
No, superior. Yes.
Yeah. So we are going to be going into a break, and we'll come back on the Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter in just a moment.
We're going to meditate for a bit.
Off offered through the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, FNIS 401G, Indigenous Law in the Settler State, is a three-credit course being taught by New Channel scholar Johnny Mack in Term 2.
This course will focus on the relationships between Indigenous law, state law, and policy, whilst taking up key issues of their legal agency in the lawmaking process. Please visit fnis.arts.ubc.ca for more information.
A show dedicated to playing psychedelic music from parts of the spectrum, rock, pop, electronic, as well as garage and noise rock. Sundays, 5 to 6 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Would you like to do another? We're back on the Medicine Show. And I got Neil Ryan with me. Looks like he's ready to start another poem. What do you say, Neil?
Well, I think it's appropriate to do Doctor, Doctor.
Doctor, Doctor, especially after that conversation. All right.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's hear it.
Doctor, Doctor, please. How in the world, in this world of threat, can I stay in a healthy way? Superstars I knew from my childhood are dropping dead each and every day. Diseases I never heard of are taking lives by the thousands. Am I healthy? How would I know if I'm ill? Can cancer return or will something else? Doctor, doctor, please give me a pill. Every pleasure I've ever enjoyed being condemned as a killer. I must quit smoking one of these days, sooner or later. Don't tell me I've lived the good life too long. Is it too late? Please tell me it's not. Doctor, doctor, please give me that shot. The promise that came with my birth is old age, sickness, and death. Depending on how careless I've been, old age might not be a choice. I don't want to be sickly. Please tell me I'm not. Please don't tell me my lifestyle is wrong or that I worry much too much. Doctor, doctor, please give me that shot. Can I trust that my doctor really knows about healing, or has he just been visited by the drug company's enforcer? I have heard that the difference between God and a doctor is that God doesn't think he's a doctor. What exams did he pass, and more yet, which ones did he fail? Doctor, doctor, please give me a pill. I guess I have no choice if I want to stay healthy, is to take charge and make it my responsibility. I'll ignore it, and maybe death won't visit me if I don't make out a will. But damn that, doctor, it's hard work, and in fact, it might not be enough. Doctor, doctor, please give me a pill. I'll hold still, and I'll promise I won't make a move. Not a word of complaint, but whatever you do, don't suggest that my health is mine to have and to hold. Just give me something to make it all better. Take your time. I'm very compliant. You think I don't need it, and by all means, cut it out. Are you sure I won't miss it? Then why do I have it? Doctor, doctor, just give me a pill. So I can carry on not noticing how much stress that I'm under, I'd have to pay attention to what I'm feeling, both body and emotion. I'd have to make difficult choices about my lifestyle. We may have the highest taxes in the world, but what the hell? We have free Medicare. Can I trust my body to tell me something's amiss? Doctor, doctor, please make it all better. Thank you.
Thank you, Neil Ryan. I did want to mention the Medicine Show welcomes your feedback. And I will say a little bit of information, how you can, you know, contact with us. And we are on Facebook at Vancouver Medicine Show and Twitter at Van Medicine Show. You can write us for all kinds of reasons at info@themedicineshow.ca. And we are on themedicineshow.ca. Always in construction, but we're looking a little better these days. We're also putting the call out to anybody who wants to join and be part of broadcasting such a type of quality of production as the Medicine Show. We're looking for technicians. We're looking for musicians who want to come and share, poets, of course, storytellers. Give us an email and either let us know what you think about the show, good or bad. Help, you know, volunteer, donate resources or of any kind, contribute. That's always welcome. Like I said, info@themedicineshow.ca. We are here with Tommy Vixen, who I'm hoping will share some more music. You exemplify the mountain man.
Why, thank you.
Big red beard.
Very proud of my red beard. It gets a lot of attention, good, bad, scary. The kids like it, you know.
You know, it's very friendly, right?
Yeah, the kids are always very friendly. Like, hi, hi, how you doing? And I'm like, oh, hi.
Yeah, Santa in the making.
So this I'm the young Santa.
That's right. It's Strawberry Santa.
It's Strawberry Santa.
Do you? So either one of you have any ideas on why it is that people tend to reflect their lifestyle physically? You know, I mean. It seems that people, like, you live in the mountains, you love the mountains, and you look like one of these guys who'd be in a movie called, you know, The Man That Lived on the Mountain or something, right?
I was in a movie. I did some background work for the Revenant.
All right.
For Alejandro Gonzalez. Film. Wait, and The Revenant's out now, too, with Leonardo DiCaprio. Okay. But I don't want
to... We don't want to go there?
We don't want to go there. I'm just like a little blip. That's all I am. Just bloop.
Well, still, I mean.
But at least I was.
Hollywood. Hollywood. Looking good. The lights are fancy.
Oh, it was fun.
Being all singy and dancy.
Doing movie stuff is fun. I want to do more, but sometimes it's hard to get the movies you want.
Yeah, do you want. And so, music is your life. What song do you want to sing next?
Let's hear. I guess I'm gonna do a song called "Mind Over Matter."
And can you tell us, as if it doesn't say what it's about already? Is it specifically about making things go your way with your mind or something?
No. It's more of a. I don't know how to explain it. You know, you have to make it up for your own. You got to make up your own mind about it. I can't really explain it.
Art speaks differently to everybody. Yeah. Go ahead. Mind over matter. Tommy Vixen, right? Right? Just being silly.
Smoke cigarettes.
whistle ignoring. Why don't you sing along? And I don't wanna dream about you. Never wanted me. Yeah, oh, yeah. And if we got married, you'd just control me anyway. Yeah, oh, yeah. And I'm sorry, not this bad boy that you wanted, but I can do all those bad things you want me to do. Yeah, oh just a fantasy, not a reality to you. Just because you didn't get what you wanted, what you think you deserve.
What a gorgeous strawberry Santa Claus.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. And so I'm all excited to hear the band, hear you with the band.
Oh yes. If you want to hear my band, I do have a couple of videos on YouTube. If you type in sound reinforcement and type in a song called Details.
Okay.
So that's sound reinforcement. Two separate words.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just type in details, and a couple songs will come up. It'll also relate to anything about Tommy Vixen, and they're all tagged together. So if you want to hear me, I'm on YouTube.
Very cool. So. No, I'm excited because I listen to you do your solo stuff a lot, and I did hear the song. I did hear some electric stuff, by the way, but I think it was a different song than that.
Oh, cool.
Heavy bass. The heavy bass beginning. I love that.
Oh, that one. I love that song. That's what was that? I forget what that was.
So do I at this moment, and I don't want to make silly of it, because it was actually a really cool bass riff. Neil Ryan, I wanted to touch base about you and the Poetry Cafe. So I used to co-host a program on Co-op Radio called the World Poetry Cafe with my co-hostesses Ariadne Sawyer and Lucia Goria, and of course that was there was a gentleman before us, a Spanish. I feel embarrassed. I'll remember his name in just a few seconds. He's the one that brought me on that show. That was a few years back now, and so you're now the co-host of this show on CITR.
On CFRO.
What did I just say?
CITR.
Oh, I'm so used to saying that here.
I know. You know? That's where we are, is CITR.
I know. So, Co-op Radio.
FM 102.
Me. You know, I feel like, am I betraying someone by talking about the other station? Whoops.
Well, I have your old job, and I'm trying to hold it up, uphold it well.
I hope you're doing a good job.
I am, and I have a really strong background in jazz, so we've got a couple of jazz artists coming on to talk about their music, and a saxophone player that sounds a little bit like, I don't know, Lester Young or somebody from Throwback. And I, anyway, I'm quite excited about the some of the upcoming shows we have. But
wow.
Yeah. I want to tell you about next Thursday, Christmas Eve.
Right.
We are doing the Return of the Light. It is the celebration of solstice. And we're going, we got music and we've got poetry and we're going to just have a grand old time. And I've got Enrico Renz coming in to play some guitar for me, and who's one of our local songwriters and poets, and he's just superb on the guitar as well as his own. However, it's going. Yeah, he's a guitar picker. I tell you, I'm a guitar picker from anyway,
way back
from way back when. But we're going to do celebration of the Return of the Light, and a number of the because it is world poetry, so we're going to look at some of the other cultures and what they do for celebration, because solstice is the origin of the whole Christmas thing. Is that it, that 10,000 years ago we weren't celebrating anybody's birthday. We were celebrating the fact that the warming light would begin the very next day. So winter solstice was in celebration for a long, long time.
Rah, rah, rah.
Rah, rah, rah. I wanna lean on that. I really do. I'm excited about it. So that's next Thursday, the 24th of December. I just about said CITR.
CFRO.
100.5 FM. And it's if you want to look it up and listen to any of my poetry from past, go to cooperadio.org, and we're there.
Ah, yes. You know what? A band. I met this band called Westfall Mountain when I was on that show, and Ariadne brought on Westfall Mountain. They were so good. I've had them on this show a couple of times. They're our amazing band. So I'm glad to see that you guys still have music.
Yeah.
On the show.
Yeah.
Backing up the poetry.
It's all
you're
music.
Doing poetry. They're playing.
Yes.
This
beautiful.
Guy on the 24th.
Yes.
Beautiful. You know. That's okay. That's okay. We're actually going to listen to. We were going to listen to Yogi, but we're going to listen to play Kala Siddha. And so he has evolved, as I was saying before. And more continuing about him, the musical evolution of Kala Siddha and his latest musical release called Nagarasta. And we'll be back on The Medicine Show after these messages. I mean, after this latest evolvement. I get tripping on my tongue. Kala. Turn. Turn up your sub-bass woofers and check this out. Amazing.
Maharaja, the very first Rasta, bringing the ganja from the River Ganga to create the Jamaican Rasta Sangha. Trapped in this body, in this mind, not in a langa. In the India mystery, we call this moksha. Blissful lion is the conscious freedom soldier. The more you meditate, the more you realize. This illusion that was separate is a Maya. We fight her with the sacred heart of the lion. Unsheath the sword of truth and it takes us back to Zion.
To Zion. It takes us back to Zion. From each of there, but you only got your own master plan.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. We are the Rastas, Sri Nagababas. Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. We are the Rastas, Sri Nagababas.
Namah Shivaya. The more you meditate, the more you realize.
Namah Shivaya.
The more you meditate, the more you realize.
Namah Shivaya. I am a Rasta, Lion of Judah. I
I and I, Brahma, Shiva, Vishnu, and I never miss you. I'm always with you. Before the Hindus, deep in the Indus, when no one remembers, deep in the embers, started this fire. Deep in the heart of desire, at the first funeral pyre, when the first rite was written, with the fierce light within. Beyond mind and time, I and I, your Rasta. I and I, a lion. I and I, a lion.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. We are the Rastas, Sri Nagababas. Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya. We are the Rastas, Sri Nagababas. Namah Shivaya.
The more you meditate, the more you realize.
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya.
The more you meditate, the more you realize.
And she's the sword of truth, and it takes us back to Zion.
Back on the Medicine Show, and that was, of course, Kali Siddha. And as I said, the first half was all like really acoustic and everything, and good on ya, heavy hitting on that bass, man. Love it.
Sub bass woofa.
Okay, so we are reminding you that we are broadcasting on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on unceded territory of Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh land and Coast Salish territory. Thank you. And this is The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter. So how about we were going to do another song from Tommy Vixen.
Another song.
Are you up for it?
I'm always up for singing more songs.
Sing it.
So, do you want something upbeat, or do you want something?
Yes.
Or something mellow.
We want
again?
The most upbeat, energetic thing you can pump out at this time of night.
All right. Let's see.
No pressure or anything, you know.
Mother, you've been suppressed, shadows in the darkness. Mother, mother, can you shed the new light from deep in your soul? Mother, mother, stand firm and look on dead in the eye. Mother, mother, can you guess how you've been so blessed? And I said, your confidence needs to grow. Your self-defense needs to show. Your common sense needs to know. Your true colors bound to blow. And I said, brother, brother, it's been a long time. You need to get off that shit. Brother, brother, your willpower needs to grow stronger, my friend. Brother, brother, I'm proud of your mistakes. You need to make some more. brother, brother, you're a mess. Brother, brother, can you guess? Your confidence needs to grow. Your self-defense needs to show. Your common sense needs to know. Your true colors bound to blow. And I said, sister, sister, you need to be stronger than you think you are. Sister, sister, you need to lend everyone a helping hand. Sister, sister, you need to lead everyone because they've lost their way. Sister, sister, I know you're angry and it shows. And I said your confidence needs to grow. Your self-defense needs to show. Your common sense needs to know. Your true colors bound to blow. And I said, father, father, I know the demons follow you. Father, father, you got a good heart, a good soul, but the demons want to devour you. Father, father, can you guess why you've been depressed? Father, father, you need to get off that shit. And I said your confidence needs to grow. Your self-defense needs to show. Your common sense needs to know. Your true colors are bound to blow. And I said,
Alright, whoa,
it's getting hot in here.
It is a bit hot. It is a bit hot in here.
It's always hot in the studio. Before it was like an iceberg. Now it's like, it's okay.
Are you wearing your D.O.?
I don't even know what a D.O. is.
Oh, no. Deodorant.
Oh, deodorant. Oh, my secret told on me a long time ago. They used to have a deodorant called Secret Antiperspirant. I guess I shouldn't be plugging things here. There we go again.
I never met a man that wore Secret.
Is that for women or men? I don't know. I saw the commercial once.
Oh wait. It's strong enough for a man, but made for a woman.
I don't know which brand that is, but that sounds familiar too. Reminds me of the old commercials. This guy used to come on TV and go, "It's only two words for this chicken." Really?
Where's the beef? That was another one.
Yes.
Where's
the beef? Well,
I put that on everything. I put that blank on everything.
It's okay. We can say it. It's after midnight. So because time does run away with us so quickly on the air. Why don't we go into your other poem there, Neil Ryan?
Neil Ryan can be found
online and plugs. You got some more. Tell people how to find you because you can share on your website. They can read some of this stuff, right?
Yeah, I have. At this moment, I think I've got 8 poems and 2 short stories. So. Love to have people come and have a look at it. And it's the same as the book coming out in January, which is From the Other Side.
Yes.
One word.
.com.
.ca.
.ca, because we're in Canada.
From the Other Side. .ca.
All right.
I have a poem that I would like to share with you, and it's called Desire is a Fundamental Particle.
You can pick away.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
We're going to try and combine the talents here.
Give me a little.
And a ditty. Whatever put moves. So.
Oh. Okay.
No. Something heavy.
Desire. I was thinking it's a little light, but
Let me get started, okay, and then you can come in here. Right. Okay. Desire,
have your poem, man.
Desire is a fundamental particle. I am so blessed. I have wall to wall everything I need, yet still I want. I have a boundless and unbounded desire for newness, for novelty, for something more. What is it that I am seeking? To be more loved, to be more fulfilled, or to add to my inventory of experiences? What is it that causes my stomach to be hungry? The energy needs of the body uses up the nutrients from an earlier meal, and now it wants to be replenished. What is it that causes me to seek something more? It is because the life energy that feeds me has been used up, and my desire for novelty is a desire for more of life's energies. One of the secret truths about life is that although we seek shelter and sameness in repetition, our hunger for experience allows us to spurn the safety of numbness. Wanting more is the genesis by which life was created in the beginning, and we are all responding to that prime directive of the universe to have experiences that provide us more with more of life's energy. Wanting to learn and to grow is the essence of spirit that resides within us. We are all just another stepping stone in the evolution of the universe, and the desire for more is the fundamental particle that keeps it all going. Thank you.
Well, since that, beautiful, absolutely beautiful. You know, Tommy's music in the background is actually perfect for this next piece of poetry, which I call Impeccable Speech. So we'll just continue right along. Impeccable speech is a goal to be rolled off the tongue. Whose ears do you reach with audible footprints like a song sung? We are a conversation we choose, which echoes into forever, like the actions we take and choices we make trying to be clever. The words escape us, form and make us, gives us strength to think again. It's an honorable request to pray for the strength to see within. So you can share news with compassion and it doesn't shame yourself. Speak with integrity, which builds your inner wealth. For in our hearts is where we should look to see the lives and trees we've shook. Thank you. Impeccable speech. And then I want to mention that Nako and the Medicine People.
Excuse me. Thank you. Thank you. That's a nice poem. I like poems about words.
So do I. You know, words are fun and like in the immortal words of the Violent Femmes, words hypnotize, words to memorize, words make my mouth exercise.
Yes, I have a poem. I have a poem called, it's a religious one, though.
Please. People have the freedom to say.
Religion is a crack pipe.
Is that the entire poem?
No, that's the title.
Go ahead.
Poem is horrible. It's horrible. But it goes on saying that first, when you smoke crack, it makes you feel good and happy, and then after a while, you lose hope and you become sad and you become in pain, but then you smoke crack again. You don't feel guilty anymore. You feel happy, But it just goes on and on in circles, about how religion is like a crack pipe, because first it makes you feel good.
Then the bottom drops out.
Once you get to know religion a little bit better, you start to feel guilty and you start to feel sad. And then you start to feel obligated to it.
You owe it. Stick to the course.
But it's a horrible poem.
Sorry. I understand.
And politics is the worst thing to talk about.
Wow, that went dark real quick. No, just kidding.
Yeah. I don't want to go into the darkness. No. Let's stay in the light. Stay positive.
No, it wasn't the religion and crack thing. It was the politics thing that I was thinking was so dark.
No, not politics. No. You know, here's a good political thing. Here's a good thing that I witnessed a while ago. Is I was at karaoke. Do you want to hear this?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'm at karaoke, and this guy starts going to a political rant.
On the stage.
And the karaoke guy's like, why are you know, there's no politics at karaoke, dude. But he starts going on. He goes, we can't be letting people into our country from Syria and stuff like that. I'm like, and then all of a sudden I hear someone in the background go, racist. And then finally the karaoke guy got control of him. He said, no politics, you know, in the bar. But I just felt it was rude that he had to say that, because, you know, the thing is that we're all people, we're all human beings. And if he was in Syria experiencing what they're experiencing, then he'd have a different, you know, outlook on life. But anyway, that's there you go. So.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's definitely a huge issue right now. Yeah. And mercy and compassion to everybody who's being displaced around the world for one reason or another, or abandoned in any way. Love to you all and compassion. Welcome to the room, DJ Ray. DJ Ray, what's happening?
Oh, pretty good. Hello, everybody. We have a final show for the late night show, so stick around for that. So got some great stuff for ambient sounds and everything.
And dance beats. As this is, well, the final shows before January, we're going to be taking a break for the holidays. So I want to mention that NACO and the Medicine People wish to help the global community by focusing some attention on some causes that they believe are worthy of help. To continue their work, we're bringing light to Honor the Treaties, which is an organization dedicated to amplifying the voices of Indigenous communities through art and advocacy. By funding collaborations between Native artists and Native advocacy groups, their message can be reaching a wider audience. They do this through the distribution grants to artists so that their work can help make the causes that they care for more visible. Art has the ability to waken up people. Through it, we can invoke emotion, tell stories, inspire, and motivate. And when channeled as a vehicle for issues of conscience, it can be a catalyst for meaningful change. You can help by supporting an artist or their movement. You can wear their message on a t-shirt, print a sign, or paste their stickers on your community, in your community. If you're a business owner who owns a commercial space, you could donate a wall to one of these artists to help play a pivotal role increasing their message's visibility. So to see how you can get involved, visit their website at honorthetreaties.org. And so we are going to listen to a song. What are we listening to next there? CeeLo is our DJ. Hello, CeeLo.
Hello.
Hello, he says. So what are we listening to next?
We're listening to Clear the Path from MC Yogi.
MC Yogi. Let's hear that. We'll be back on The Medicine Show, broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter.
Shield. Use my breath to carve a path, moving through the battlefield. Try my mind on the mantra and the mantra on my mind. Travel deep into myself until I feel a shot. Flames. stream. Body is the bowl, mind is the arrow pointed back into the soul. Swallow your pride and you become whole. All fear will subside when the head bows low. Let go and become a hero. Choose love, put a one in front of every zero. The halo grows brighter when the mind is hollow. To the path, light a fire, fill a shining steady skull.
What's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
Has mental illness or addiction touched your life? You might be interested in coming out to the Kaleidoscope, UBC's first and only student-created, peer-run mental health support group at the university's Vancouver campus. They offer a stigma-free place for people to share their stories with others going through similar experiences. The Kaleidoscope meets every week on Tuesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at the Center for Student Involvement in Brock Hall.
Learn more at the-kaleidoscope.com.
Crimes and Treasons Radio, this is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM with Relly Rails and Jules Andre Brown.
Do we? Are we back? Yeah. Are we back on the air, on the Medicine Show? And, of course, we are going to listen to a little bit of poetry. So before we take us on out, Neil Ryan.
I have a poem. It's about a minute and a half long, and it gets right to the point. It's called Without Awareness. Without awareness of our emotions, we are robbed of the greater part of life. Without awareness of our emotions, there is no Mozart, no Picasso, no Shakespeare, and no beauty in the flowers on the hillside. Without heart-filtered thought to our actions become inflictive and hurtful. And without knowledge of the cheerleader of our choices, we are blind to our own behavior. Without awareness.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mindfulness, people. We're going to leave you with music, 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 and with Tommy Vixen playing us a song, and we're going to listen to a song from a new release from Adam Briscoe in a second. So, Medicine Show is broadcasting healing energy with live music and laughter every Friday night, 11 to 12:30, and We want to thank the maker, first of all. Lord, thank you. And thanks to Tommy Vixen and Neil Ryan, my parents, everyone listening. We'll be off for the holidays. So Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah. We'll see you all in the new year. Peace. And here is a song to go out with. Tommy Vixen is going to play a song. What song are you going to play?
Ain't No Soul.
Ain't No Soul. And right after that, you're going to hear the new song from Adam Briscoe called For You. Be looking for more of him in the new year. Hope to have him on soon. Have a great night. Happy holidays, everybody.
She works hard for a living, and she dances around the kitchen. She got heart and no vision, and she moves the curves into transition. She got confidence, and the memory of her makes my heart dance. There ain't no soul in this music anymore. There ain't no life without you by my side. And she's always singing, she's always listening. She's always trying to understand. She's dedicated and she loves her man. She shakes the bells and she makes the angels look that straight from hell. There ain't no soul in this music anymore. There ain't no life without you by my open-hearted and passionate. She holds the world in a loving hand. She's always seen me plain, but she's a mystery. A diamond in the rough that lacks to dream. Yeah, yeah. There ain't no soul in this music anymore. There ain't no life without you by my side.
Tommy Vixen, Medicine Show. See y'all in the new year. This is Adam Briscoe with For You. Sorry, Adam Briscoe, For You.
Please don't mind my kind of love. It's just the way it seems to be. Know that I care about you. Know that I think about you.
night and day. I'm not here to say I love you. I'm just here to show I care for you. And I know I still love you. It didn't show before. I sit here every night, sing for you every night, just like before. But I'm not here to say I love you. I'm just here to show I care for you. Still hold on memories, but I'm not waiting here to watch you disappear. No, not today. But I'm just here to say I love you. I never stop, my dear.